Hey Supers, welcome to the Kelly Talks Social Podcast, a place where I talk about all things social media, especially Instagram, entrepreneurship and mindset that includes easy and actionable tips and strategies. I'm your host Kelly, an Instagram coach, entrepreneur, former beauty salon owner and a chocolate lover. My sole purpose today is to help you enjoy freedom in business and in life. So if you're ready to be a superpreneur, then let's do this. Hey, hey, hey! Welcome back to another episode of the Kelly Talks Social Podcast. I'm your host, Kelly, and today I'm going to be talking about 7 video content that attracts more leads. Now, I have been talking a lot about video content lately, simply because video content is on the rise. And when I talk about video content, it can mean Reels, TikTok, or any sort of video that is in the social media platform. But today, I'm going to be focusing more on Reels. So, some time ago, head of Instagram Adam Mosseri shared that Instagram is no longer just a photo sharing app and outlined that the platform's priority is video content, especially with Reels. And so, with Reels, you can actually repurpose the video onto other social media platforms to attract more leads. And I spoke about this in my previous episode, episode 62, My Secret Method to Insane Organic Reach. I'm going to link it in the show notes below for you to go and listen when you have the time. So when it comes to video content, I'm going to be sharing with you the 3 best practices for video content. The first one is KISS, which is K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, sweetheart. So what you want to do with video content is to provide short snippets of valuable information. And you can elaborate this in the caption. So you need to ensure that you also include a call to action to direct your audience the next step or the action you want them to take. And with videos, keep it short. I find that videos that are 7 seconds and below worked really well for me. So go ahead and experiment the different length of videos that work well for you. And the most important part is that you do you, which means you can be your authentic self. You can be raw and vulnerable, just like how you would be with your best friend or even with your family. And so here are the types of video content that you can create on Instagram. So the first one would be Reels, which are the fun and entertaining one. There's stories where you can share short snippets or sneak peek into your personal and business life as a mom, businesswoman, or you can even do mini trainings with a link to your lead magnet or any other free resources that you have. There's also the live feature, which is great for connecting with your audiences, like, for example, answering, you know, frequently asked questions on a certain topic. And this shows you are the expert or the go-to person in that niche. And the last type of video content that you can create is on the feed itself, now known as Instagram Video, formerly known as IGTV. And so here are 7 content ideas that attracts more leads. Now remember that every piece of content that you put out there must have a purpose. And you really don't want to post for the sake of posting, especially, you know, with Reels where you see people doing the 30-day challenge and they are posting daily because, you know, you think that might help your business. But in reality, if you don't have a purposeful sort of video or type of content that your audience doesn't resonate with, it might do more harm than good because they don't resonate with it and they can't really or don't want to engage with you. So the purpose of these videos for your audience is to get to know you. It is the first step of the relationship building process, know, like, and trust, which is the top of the funnel where, you know, how you attract them as your leads and slowly leading them into being your hot leads and eventually turning them into an actual customer. So the first type of video that you can create is introducing yourself and your business. And what you can include in the video is your story, your experiences and background about your business, your why, and how you can actually help your audience. This episode is brought to you by my Instagram course, Reels to Grow, for coaches and service-based business owners wanting to discover how to create killer Instagram Reels to market their business online and reach a huge and incredibly engaged audience. Sign up now and get bonuses of up to $3,000, including a one-to-one Reel audit session valued at $597. It's starting on 11th July. The link to sign up is in the show notes. The second one is a case study or client testimonials. So what you can do is you can either invite your client onto a video and talk about the journey, the stats, and how they feel about the course or program and the difference you've made in their lives. Or you can even show client testimonials, like, you know, a series of client testimonials in video format. The third one is your product suite. Now, most of the time, you might be wondering, how come I'm not getting any sales? Or how come I'm not getting any leads? Or why is there no one interacting with me when it comes to the offers and programs that you have? Maybe because you haven't introduced them to what you have in the first place. So what you can do is introduce your audience to your product suite, you know, from the low ticket offer to the high ticket offer, because not everyone will be comfortable with your high ticket offer right from the start. They don't know you yet. So they don't know the value that you can provide. So take them through from the free resources up until the high ticket offer that you have, and let them know for each product that you have, who is it perfect for. So you have everything laid out in front of them, and they don't have to crack their head and decide which one suits them best. The fourth one is your current offers or launch. So think about whether if you have any current offer or launch that you would like to focus on now. So things that you can share with your audience, it could be about your new program, course, membership, or even digital products where you have an early bird or a founding member's offer. And by the way, I've just released my Reels course, which is called Reels to Grow, a 4-week self-paced course with 4 live sessions. So there is an early bird bonus and a founding member offer. I'll put the link in the show notes below for you to check it out. It is great for coaches and service-based business owners wanting to market their business with Instagram and get leads. The fifth type of content is behind the scenes. So you can always show behind the scenes of you creating your flagship program, your workshops, course, digital products, and walk them through the experience. The sixth type of content is tips, hacks, and how-tos. So you can share a step-by-step type of tutorial on how to do something, one that solves the problem, which means you are giving a solution. So you can also share hacks, you know, that are time-saving solutions, which are great because business owners don't have enough time in a day. Not only business owners, everyone does not have enough time in a day. And the seventh type of content are mistakes and myths. So you share the mistakes that you learn along the way. You want to be able to help your audience achieve their goals faster. So you share with them so that they don't have to waste their time making the same mistakes that you did. And another type of idea is that you can bust some myths and change their mindset so that your audience is not jogging in the same place, meaning that they are staying put where they are and instead making a head start in doing something they thought was not right or great to implement. And also, when you bust myths, you're putting yourself as the authoritative figure, telling them this is not true and this is what you should do instead. And there you have it, 7 video content that attracts more leads. And here's a recap of what I spoke about. So I talked about the 3 best practices for video content, types of video content on Instagram, and the 7 content ideas that attracts more leads, which is to introduce yourself and your business, a case study or client testimonials, your product suite, your current offers or launch, behind the scenes, tip, hacks, and how-tos, and the last one is mistakes or myths. I'll talk to you in my next episode. Thank you for listening to the Kelly Talks Social Podcast, brought to you by my Reels course for coaches and service-based business owners wanting to discover how to create killer Instagram Reels without having to spend hours filming and editing video content and reach a huge and incredibly engaged audience. Join the waitlist now and get bonuses of up to $2,711, including a Reel audit valued at $597. That is only available to the first 5 people enrolled in the course. Don't forget to take a few seconds to leave me a review, subscribe so that you'll be the first to get the latest episodes, and take a screenshot to upload onto Instagram stories and tag me at Kelly Talks Social so that I can give you a shout out. And remember, you are super in every way.